This teaching is from City Church Coventry. You can find us online at www.citychurchcoventry.org.
Paul really helped me out this morning because he brought the word of the Lord during breaking bread and just said, that encounter of Christ. Now, I'm pretty sure all of you have encountered Christ this morning. If you haven't, then I hope you hear it during this word. And that's going to be really easy because it's about Jesus. So, plain and simple. So, the great thing about these preachers that's been going on, like with Kat last week talking about Jesus is the reason. Who was here for that? That was a good word, wasn't it? Yeah, and it was great. It was great just to hear her perspective, her revelation of Christ, and just to hear how it renewed her mind. It gave her strength. It gave her confidence in herself. And that's kind of just what I want to do today, is just basically talk about revelations of Christ that I've seen just to inspire you. So that if you haven't seen Christ in this way before, then you can seek him out in the faith that I know he's good in these areas and have the confidence in these areas so you guys can have the confidence too. Or if it's just something you've put aside for a long time, so actually I need a renewing of that, then I hope today that the Holy Spirit speaks to you through that. So, yeah, we'll. So these are just things over the last 2 years that God's been speaking to me about. I'm not perfect in them, but I'm in. Renewing creation each day, and it's good. So the first one I want to talk about is faithfulness, Jesus being faithful. And we often think about faithful in terms of, like, you know, God provides, Jesus provides things for us. He's always there for us when we need him. But how I like to think of it is that Jesus was full of faith. He walked in faith. He lived in faith, because what he placed his faith in was a God that would never let him down. And I really like the scripture from John 5:19. It says, Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees the Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, he will show him even greater works than these, so yet you will be amazed. And what's great about that is that you're not doing it alone. When you say, God, I want to walk in faith for you, no matter the circumstances or situations, actually what's great about that is that you're just kind of handing the reins over to God, and then he takes all the steps in that. It's just that step into obedience of kind of just saying, anyone heard that song, Jesus, Take the Wheel? It's a bit like that. Jesus, take the wheel. It's great. Like my girly voice. Thanks. So yeah, and that leads on nicely into my next point. So obedience is the second point, if you're taking notes. First one, faithfulness. Second one, obedience. And so quite a blunt point in the garden of, I might say this wrong, Gethsemane. Yes. Is that right? Good. Okay, good. And Jesus is praying, and his disciples are kind of keeping watch whilst falling asleep. And he says, going a little further, he fell asleep with his face. Didn't fall asleep. He fell with his face down to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. And I love this because this is a real sense of seeing how human Jesus is. He didn't want to die. Like, Matthew, do you want to die particularly?
No, not really.
I mean, it's great, you know, you'll be with God and, you know, you'll be in the heavens and praising eternity. But, you know, you don't really want to go through the pain and suffering of that. And I don't think anyone does, really. Not just yet. reminds me of that Monty Python song. No, we're not dead yet. That's really what they said. Does anyone know that one? You're going to get a lot of songs at you this morning, by the way. It's just the curse. So yeah, Jesus was human. That's my point. And I just love that. But the fact is that by stepping into obedience, he's like we were talking earlier, we were thinking about Goliath's sword and like thinking of the past revelation that what's God's done for us that fuels us to step into faith and to step into obedience and go, actually, God, not my will, but your will. And actually, Jesus, after he's gone back to his disciples, he goes, wake up, come on. And he goes back again and he says, he went away a second time and prayed, My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. And it's kind of like by stepping into that, he has the faith to go, yeah, God, your will, not my will. And because of that, he saw the end product as well. And sometimes we need vision when we're coming up against circumstances, situations, like I said before, that don't seem to dictate the reality of what God's promised us at the time. So, yeah. turn to each other and say, God is good, we'll have a drink. See, I was taking notes from Bible Week, that's what they do. Yeah. And it's also wasting 20 seconds of my talk, which is good. I think, point number three, by the way, this is the point I really love, is Jesus was prayerful. Jesus spent a lot of time around people, and he was flooded all the time. In Mark 3:20, then Jesus entered the house, and again a crowd gathered around him so much that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. That would really upset me if that happened. Just like, I think most of you know me, and like, if someone's talking, you're like, it's just, yeah. And then again, in Mark 4:1, he says, again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowds that gathered around me were so large that he got into a boat and sat there out in the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. It's like, they're so massive, these crowds, that he can't, yeah, he has to get away from them just to preach at them, essentially. But for me, how this spoke to me in Jesus' life is that there can be, it's good to be around people and to, you know, spend time in fellowship, but actually, sometimes we can put a lot of noise around our lives. And for me, what this spoke was just being in Coventry. I think it was kind of during the time me and Karis were dating, and I was doing a lot in Coventry. I was getting involved with church and with studies and work and stuff, and I just had no time for God and just to kind of be with him and just to refresh myself. And you get worn out, you know. And then I was just looking at scriptures this week, and there's quite a few where Jesus actually goes off into just that solitude place, really. Yeah. He spends half his time around people, but half his time with God and just him. So in Mark 1, it says, very early in the morning, whilst it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went out to a solitary place where he prayed. Again, in Luke, it says, Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. And another one of those days, Jesus went out to the mountainside to pray and spent the night praying with God. There's loads of examples of him just taking himself out of that busyness and the crowds and everything, not allowing himself to get too worn out. I mean, it even says Jesus got tired when he met the woman at the well. He was like, I'm tired, I want a drink. You know, he's like, again, he's human. And that's awesome because then we can relate to him. It's awesome. So for me, what God really blessed me was when we were dating, I would often go down to London's at the weekend. And I go early in the morning because it's cheaper train tickets on a Saturday morning. So, but it was great. I sat on the train. There was virtually no one there. And the sun was coming up. It was just like all picturesque. And it was just like, I felt like I was on like, what's it called? An advert for Virgin Trains. And it's just like, just need someone to bring along a coffee for me. And it just been like, yeah. Would have been great. But yeah, and just spending time with God, just getting my Bible out, just praying. And actually what was great about geographically for me, stepping out of Coventry, was I kind of looked in over my life in Coventry and God just showed me things like, here's an area that you can work on. Here's the good stuff. Here's where I want you to invest your time and stuff like that. So geographically, stepping out of all the busyness and routine in my life really helped get a new perspective. And like, obviously, I know not all of you are going to have the opportunity to step outside of Coventry or even your circumstance situations, but there's lots of examples here where, you know, he got up early, he spent the night with Jesus and stuff like that. There's been plenty of times where God keeps you awake at the middle of the night and you just got to pray until he lets you go to sleep. It's just, yeah. So that's a really important thing, I think. And again, just with noise as well, it's like, a couple of weeks ago, I sat down to do this preach and I had some music on. I was, you know, getting myself in the mood. I was just like, yeah, come on, God, bring the words, bring the juice. And I had some music on and I just couldn't concentrate. And I was like, why can't I, just like, I'm stressing out. Like, I won't have this word ready and stuff like that. And I just turned the music off and I just went, okay, God, I've got peace and quiet now. I just ask you to minister to me now. And actually, like, even with music and stuff, that can be noise in your life and stuff. One thing the Spirit spoke to me a couple of years ago about was, Adam, as you go around shopping around town during your free time, I want you to take your headphones out. And I was like, okay, this is a bit weird. You know, I'm a musician, I'm a normal person, I like listening to music a lot. And as soon as I did that, I remember walking around Central Six just up there. I took it out, and one thing was weird, I felt vulnerable. I wasn't in this zone of kind of just noise and kind of in a comfortable place, but I was exposed to all the realities and the kind of the atmospheres of people around me. But the thing is, the Spirit started talking to me. He said, pray for that person for this situation. Talk to that person. And yeah, the Spirit is always active. He doesn't go to sleep. He always wants to talk to you. So yeah, just a challenge to you, really, just to go, what is the noise in my life? Holy Spirit, like, do I need to turn off music? Do I just need to take some time out? Do I just need to wake up early? Yeah, it's all different for everyone. So these are just examples that I've come across in the years. So, and my last point,
yes,
is Jesus was wise. Me and Karis, we spent some time in the evenings going through a proverb each night. And Proverbs is great, but it repeats itself quite a lot. It's kind of just like, don't be foolish, you fool. Don't hang around fools. Don't be a fool. You kind of feel like this is where Mr. T got his material from, really. It's just like, be the fool. But yeah, what I think I kind of got out of this is that don't be a fool. Which I'm showing right now, yeah. But don't spend time around bad company. And this is a really cool scripture, because there's not much about Jesus when he was in his kind of early years and teenage years. But here he is at 12 years old in Luke 2. And it's where they've just had the Passover meal festival, and they're all coming back, and then Mary and Joseph go, where's Jesus? And then they start freaking out and everything. There was a time when I was younger, we went with a family, a mother and her two children to London, and we were just going through London Underground, and we turned around, and one of the mother's kids, she was just looking around and going, guys, where's Tim? And we realised we'd lost him in the London Underground, and we were freaking out. Yeah, yeah. I had never actually seen someone's hair go so white in such a short space of time. So for this, like for Mary, I'm thinking, after 3 days, her hair's going to be like white. She probably won't have any hair after 3 days. But yeah, anyway, it says, after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting amongst the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed. Now, that's great, because at 12 years old, he's not afraid to ask the big questions. And he's not afraid to dig deep. And sometimes, you know, with Christians, we have a vocabulary that we use, and sometimes we don't understand. Like we say, it's good to be in community, it's good to be in fellowship, to have a process, to have a journey. What do these words actually mean? Let's ask each other, let's talk to each other. It's also saying, like, you know, spend time around your leaders, spend time around your teachers, grill them, like, make the most of them, you know. Not necessarily to say, like, don't give them too hard a time. I'm not saying, like, you all need to book 20 minutes with Matthew, Tony, Paul this week and grill him for 20 minutes on, like, so this revelation, why is there a dragon in it and stuff like that?
Or, we knew there'd be dragons in your
yeah. Or Tony, in Isaiah, why is he talking about sweeping her with the broom of destruction and things like that? It is actually in that. But yeah, my last point kind of rounding it up really is that, you know, God gives us teachers, he gives us leaders to go and really dig into the word and understand the word, understand the language of it. But also, Christ is in you guys.
Yes.
And kind of as the next, over these next 4 weeks, you know, someone's going to be standing here and showing their revelation of Christ to you. And you can learn about Christ through each other.
Amen.
So share your perspectives through each other. Because you've all got something different. You've all seen Jesus in a different way. You can always build upon good foundations of what you know of Christ already. So my encouragement for you today is just share what you know of Jesus with each other. Don't assume anything, but don't assume mainly that, everyone knows Christ in this area. I don't need to share it. It's like you all have something to give. All have something to give. So yeah, that's my preach for you today. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening to this teaching from City Church Coventry. You can find more great teaching and other resources on our website at www.citychurchcoventry.org.